such an asshole.
Good morning, children. I have my Tigger mug. So Tigger, you know, Tigger was the eternal bachelor. He was the confirmed bachelor. And if you look at Tigger, not to sound too detailed, I bet you he was, neutered. Because you can't be that happy. Can't be that happy. If you ever think Tigger was chasing after tail, he's chasing after his own tail. And Bounce IB wasn't chasing no female Tigger. Him and all those cartoon characters were just bachelors chilling out in the forest, man. I think the only female was Rue. Of course, she was a nagging kangaroo. She was the mother of the... Otherwise, every guy out there was happy. Tigger probably obviously the happiest of all of them. Eeyore still had his balls. Eeyore was divorced. Eeyore had, you know, he had to pay alimony and child support. That's what Tigger happy bachelors could ever be. All right. It's early at Cappy Cap Land. And some good news. Let's focus on some good news. I've had like a little uptick in the number of women, which doesn't take a lot. But there's been a slight increase in the number of gals generally seeking dating advice every once in a while. It's about other advice. A lot of family. My parents suck. Yeah, well, don't become a parent that sucks. And then it's kind of like the guys where if it's repeated, I'll just put together some basic template. I'm like, there, watch that video. Boom, we're done. And then if you had something more specific to your individual situation, we can go through the details. But a lot of it, and I was going through this list with the gals, and yeah, like you guys, they're all fat. How do I get the girls? Which is translation to, how do I program women to like me without me having to put in any effort? And it's kind of the same thing here. It's nice to know that laziness is universal. Girls go, I like to find a guy. Send me pictures. Hey, Dr. Clary diagnosed. Here's your problem. You're fat. And so I'm going to go through, you know, yeah, obviously, that's the number one thing. I won't lie. Ladies, for anyone tuning in, whether you're a client or not, if you're in physical shape, that's going to solve about 75% of your problems right there. And you can move on if you want the Cliff Notes version. But right now, with lots of studious notes and scratching out vigorously, no, that's not right. Need to perfect the formula. I've come up with, and I'll tell you the honest truth, ladies, you follow just the first three rules, you're going to be light years ahead. You nail out 10, and we're going to get to how that doesn't guarantee anything. You nail 10, there's nothing more you could have done. Nothing more than 10 simple rules. And I don't like 10 rules that it just happened to be 10. I got 11, actually. All right. So this will go more or less in order of importance. And the first two are not necessarily rules, but they're decisions you need to make before you even want to go down to the rest of the list and see, do I want to follow these rules or commit? And yeah. So the first decision, okay? Decision tree note. Yes, this way. Okay, continue to question. No, go have fun. So if you're not willing to do these two, not one or the other, both. If you're not willing to say yes or the answer in the affirmative to these two questions, don't bother. Don't bother. You're not. Go live your life. Be fun. Be Tigger. Be the female Tigger. Go and bounce and fun. One of the things about Tiggers is that I'm the only one. I'm the only one. And you're free. You're free of men. You're free of that burden. Right? So first, decide if your desire to have a man is stronger than your fear of a lifetime of dieting and working out or being thin. Not real thin, but in shape. That's the biggest question facing guys. If you don't believe me, go watch any of my video on dating advice for guys. You must decide now whether your desire for to get the girls is stronger than your fear and cowardice of the gym. Like I told you girls before, 70% of the time, the answer to the guys is quit being a pussy, go to the effing gym. Okay? Now, if you girls are not willing to be physically attractive, you're not willing to put the effort, that's fine. I'm not perfectly all right. Go have fun. go do what you want. Go career, get the surrogate kid if you want a kid. Go adopt, go travel, do hobbies. The world is your oyster. But men will not be on the menu. Not a man that you like or physically attracted to anyway. Right? And I'll tell you one final thing about this, and this is just hear me out. It's one of economics. You think you're being more efficient, not going to the gym. Oh, the classical example is the black ladies before they go out for a night on the town. They got an ass you could land a Huey helicopter on. And they'll gussy up their nails and the weaves and the makeup, but you won't go to the gym. Men have succeeded in every day except crime. No one's going to get that one. You'll do everything, but don't waste your time. You're those gals, and I'm not focusing on singling out black ladies. That's the example where they're a ton. Lord knows how many hundreds or thousands of dollars go into that ensemble. But every girl does this. You're going to put heels on. Ooh, does this dress make you look fat? No, your body makes you look fat. And all that effort for a fraction of it, for the fraction of the time you had to work up the money to buy those things net of taxes, because they all like taxes. If you just went to the gym and dieted right, you would save time. You would save a lot of money and you'd have infinitely more success. Infinitely. No guy's like, oh dang, you know, I didn't find her attractive until she put on the Wolverine nails that are all painted with rainbow colors and everything. Yeah, it's like a mural on her nails. Now I want to have sex with her. Never happened. Never happened. A lot of companies made hundreds of billions off of you, but Lord knows, maybe even $1 trillion over the decades. Oh, that's good coffee. All right, save your time, save your money, save your stress, save your sanity. Go do something else. Go kayak, go whatever. You're no longer anchored, or you could choose to still be anchored or have that monkey on your back like men. You could almost view it as an addiction. If you're not willing to put in the effort to be physically attractive, that monkey is off your back now. You could give up smoking. You can give up booze. You could give up whatever. The addiction of men is over. Go be free. I think a lot of women have chosen that path. And that's fine. All right. Now, yes, I do. It is more important to me that my desire for a man exceeds my fear of the gym and working out and discipline. Okay. That's yes. Going down to the scissor trainer. Are you solipsistic or altruistic? Okay. I'll explain the words in case you haven't run into it. Solipsism is the belief that only you are the one that exists. Like right now, you watching me, I am not really another human being. I have no sentience. I have no conscious thought. It's like you're in a video game. Everything else is an MP3. Everything else is programmed in bits and bytes of zeros and ones. It's the matrix. It's not real. You are the only person that exists. Right now, if that's the case, I'm going to explain love, how it works. It's where you place someone ahead of you. Well, I don't want to put. I don't. Then you're solipsistic. Or I wouldn't say solipsistic, but I wouldn't even say self-centered, but focused on yourself, which is fine. But in order to fall in love, which presumably I'm going to operate from the principle most women want, you have to love that person more than yourself, like your children. Okay, there's some friends maybe you die for, and presumably you would like to find a man that you love. Now, of course, I'm going to get criticism from my side. Oh, women don't love like me. Let's just use the basic operating definition of the word love. You cannot be focused solely on yourself and think that man, let alone your children, let alone anyone else, is not a fellow human being with their own sentience, thoughts, and more importantly, feelings and emotions. Men will suffer pain. They will suffer agony. They can also fall in love. They can be ecstatic. They can be joyful. And you can make that and have a mutually beneficial relationship where you both are joyful because you both put each other ahead of yourself. Or if you're not capable, this isn't necessarily even a choice. I'm asking you to figure it out now. Do you consider other people's wants? And can you put yourself in the situation like you find someone who's so amazing, which we're going to get to later. I'm aware, ladies, there are very few men out there. I'll get to that. But let's say you find that guy. Are you going to put him first in your life because he's going to put you first in his? Okay. That means, are you altruistic? that you put someone ahead of yourself. Now, I'm not saying you're a doormat and you put everybody else ahead of yourself. That's different, okay? You need self-respect. I'm saying for people that you vetted, you've talked to, and you found that they have amazing qualities and personality traits, are you like, oh my God, I got to put that person, that's like my point and purpose in life is to hang out with this guy, or if you have kids, my children. That's altruistic. That's like, I got to consider other people before me. Right? And usually that happens with kids. If you're not capable of altruism, I'm not saying in every person, people screw you over, trust you me. But if you're capable of altruism for the right person, cool. Move on to step three or rule three. But if you're not, you got to have your career. It's you, wine, travel, educate, politics, whatever you place value. And that comes more like when you're like, okay. All right. Then maybe not. Maybe not. Oh, you could date. You can have fun. I'm not stopping you on that either. But, you know, if you want to get married and have the kids, you're going to have to be capable of altruism. So. All right. Now, with those two things, if you answer in the affirmative or yes, you do want to work out and yes, you are capable of altruism. Now we could go on to the practical rules. All right. Don't know if you knew this one. Now, not only did you say you're able to do so and that the desire for a man is stronger than your fear of the gym, be thin, work out. And the reason is very simple, because the only way love or romance or sex and fun and form, the only reason the human race is here is because men found you physically attractive. If you are not willing to put forth the effort to be physically attractive, you are going to be essentially friend zone. As I've said many times before, men have a word for women we like, we're just not physically attracted to, friends. If you like children, if you like to have a good sex life, with the man you also find physically attractive, you need to be physically attractive yourself. And yes, this number one thing men are looking for. No, we're not shallow. That's how we've been programmed. That's it. You can scream at the sky. Beauty standards are a social, whatever you got to tell yourself to sleep. You can scream. That's howl at the moon all you want. You're still not going to get the guy, not the one you want. And so you can, instead of the time you spend consuming feminist agitprop about how men are shameful and shallow for liking women with long hair and big boobs and an ass that backs up into this, you could say, wait a minute, wait, here's the formula. Men like long hair with big boobs and an ass that backs up into this. Oh, I should do, or just go have fun. Okay. It's kind of like my saying, go STEM or go home. Like if you're going to go to college, don't major in dumb stuff. Why waste your time? Go STEM or go home. Either be physically attractive or not. So. Now, if you want a hard and fast rule, of course, this depends. Now, let's say you were born big bone. That does happen. You're just a bigger gal, which happens. And you know, yeah, I'm gonna have to date a cuddle bear, you know, and you're okay, you know, like your folks are both big. Let's say you're from Wisconsin. They're both big. And there was that big, lovable oaf of a farmer kid's wrestler. You're like, yeah, I like my cuddle bear. All right, then this rule doesn't apply to you. You just got to be the best, you know, if you're willing to date a five, okay. But generally speaking, if you want an objective standard, 2.39 pounds per inch, not 2.4, 2.39. If you are a nanogram above that, you're overweight. That's being very generous. That's being very liberal. 2.39 pounds per inch. So you could do the math. I was going to do a lower limit. I don't think we have to worry about that in today's American society. But that is like the upper limit. You're redlining it by then. More ideally, 2.0, I guess, would be a good. Yeah, if I had to do 1.8, 1.9 would be more ideal. Don't give me your, what if I got a big bun? What if I got a big bun? Stop giving me the, stop looking. You're looking for the excuse now. You're looking for the exception to the rule. I just told you 2.39 pounds. That's an industry mark. You could use it as a rule of thumb. Be below that. Don't be anorexic, but anorexia is not a problem we got here. I know a girl. Boldy.com, Vogue.com, whatever. Go over there and talk about your exception to the rules and the one female you know. Talk to them, not here. I'm giving you advice. Okay. And then rule number four, do not have another man's kid. And I'm going to explain why that is. You all know deep down inside why that is. Oh, no. And if you have, it's too late, you know? It's like a guy, well, I got a kid, because usually the guy also has a kid. Well, I guess, you know, you get to wait until the kid's 18 and out of the house or something. All right. Now, before we go to the remaining six, you do these four things. We're talking top like 5% of women. All right. You could stop there and you're going to be an exceptional woman by Western standards. So the rest of these, I wouldn't say there's nothing wrong with them and they shouldn't be followed, but to show you what kind of, you know, the weight is the key thing. That's the most labor consuming one. But if you don't have another man's kid, you're thin-ish, you are altruistic, not solipsistic, and your desire for a man is trying, you're already further ahead, way further ahead. So if you do that, you've done the majority of the work. Now, if you want to fine-tune it, let's mop up the remaining, I'd say, 15% of things. If you really, really want to be top game, okay? You really want to attract that attractive man, because I'll explain it to you this way. You're not going to be chasing the guy, okay? You're going to want to be attractive enough and high quality enough the guy comes to you because it's way too much time, effort, and energy going online, dating profiles, going to nightclubs, blah, 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 blah. So if, you know, this, it's like gravity. We're going to make you such not to take this in the pejorative, we're going to make you such a mass, such a dense piece of mass that you will have a gravitational pull that will bring men in because of quality, if you choose it. All right. So five, sit down. Hope you're sitting down. Be feminine. Okay. Now this is very advanced. Okay. I'm glad you have me here. See, men are the polar opposite of women and opposites attract. Now I know there's a lot of propaganda out there. No, we're all the same. No, we are not all the same. And thank God. Okay. You like masculine men? Men like feminine women. What is femininity? We don't know it, but we can see it. Be nice. Be sweet. Be kind. Don't be a doormat. Don't be a rollover. This isn't like you do this all the time for the guys. But when you go out, be feminine. Wear a dress. Put your hair together. Maybe a little set of heels. I'm not saying you got to dress like you're going out and have the platform boots. Actually, don't do that because that would kind of scare people away. But just go be beautiful. Be kind. Just like, wow. Because I'll tell you this. You go on a campus or you go out and heck, you go to Walmart. Not a high hurdle to beat there to stand out in femininity. Because every other gal's wearing sweatpants and pink and whatever else. And if you come in and you're in shape, you just have a simple dress, not a fancy, just a simple dress. You're visually, forget whether you're even physically attractive. Visually, you will stand out. Long hair, like, whoa, what's going on here? I'm not saying you have to be done up like you're going to the prom, but you put yourself together for that day. What was that? I don't know. Is that like the dinosaurs? They once roamed the earth? You know, and yeah, I don't know how many of you have been indoctrinated with this. Well, we don't dress up. Okay, fine. Got it. Okay. Then you go in column B, go leave. All right. But just like a bloom of a flower or a peacock's, I guess that's kind of different because the peacocks are kind of, you're showing like, look, I'm pretty. Guy's like, oh, so she is. Look at her over there. Look at that one. Oh my goodness. And right now, you don't got a lot of competition. Don't have crazy color hair. Don't tattoo your face. Don't have a sleeve on your arm. I should have probably put that somewhere in top 10, but I'm going to throw that in with feminine. Don't fart. Don't belch. don't act like a guy. We got enough guy friends at home who burp and fart and belch. So there you go. Just be female. Six, do not have bad finances. Okay. This would normally specifically student loans. All right. And related to bad finances, don't have a stupid degree where you have ungodly amounts of debt. Any degrees? No, no, no. Go talk to Oprah. Oprah will tell you what you want to hear. Talk to the Democrat Party. Go to any Condé Nast site. Not nasty, Condé Nast. It's a company. They have all these female sites that just keep lying to you girls all the time. Forget the degree. Forget your career for now. Okay. We can loop this in. Have good finances. Okay. It's already tough enough for young men and women too. I'm not saying it's not tough for women, but especially younger men to get ahead. You notice how rent is very high? Do you notice how student loans are very high? You're already coming out into adulthood or young adulthood, being released into the real world with some huge disadvantages. And men too. They got their own problems to worry about. Right? And on top of it, I'm going to have to get my digs in here. Your girls keep voting to jack up taxes, which means less and less take-home money for men. And yourselves. Don't let me bother you with the boring details of how finances and taxes work. And so when you walk into a relationship or you find a guy, unless he's super rich, which most guys aren't, by the way, ladies, especially the younger ones, and you're like, oh, I got $250,000 in student loan debt because I have my master's degree for social work. No. And don't lie about it either. And the only way I'll permit you to lie about it is if you're taking care of it. But for you to take care of that master's student loan debt, unless you majored in engineering or accounting or something that actually has a job at the end of it, you're going to have to work a second job. And then the prospective boy, man, young man, that you want to fall in love, he's like, why are you working so much? And then you're going to have to fess up because the amount of debt you've accrued is going to require a huge amount of labor on your part, which is going to definitely put a kink into your dating plans. So go to this and kind of like having another man's kid, it's kind of moot if you've already done it. But for the younger gals and even younger gals want to listen, Go to school online. Go get your prereqs out of the way at the local community college. Take classes while you're in high school. If you have to go to college at all, if not, become a tradesman, become an accountant. Well, accounting, you gotta go to school. There are other things you can do besides going to college. But if you're going to go to college, one, go major in something worthwhile that has a job, so you're not a financial pariah on the rest of society, let alone your prospective future husbands. Two, do it on the cheap. Go to community college for your first 2 years. Get your prereqs all the way. Go online. Go to night school. Go to school while you're in high school. A lot of this can be. And then just think about this, ladies. Okay. You got Amy number one. Amy number one has a master's degree in literature. No offense, completely unemployable. She has $200,000 in debt. And with her literature degree, what can she do with it? Shock, reteach the same worthless slop to other suckers for $500 a credit. And for that, she makes $18 an hour. And she works 30 hours a week because they're not going to have you work 32 because then they got to pay your health care. Yay, we voted it all on ourselves. Yay. There's no consequences to my decisions. That's Amy number one. All right. She's a financial wreck. And the guy's not going to be able to spend that much time with her because either she or him are both going to have to work to pay off that debt. Or you can beg and plead and hope. How'd that hope work out for everybody, huh? Remember, there's some guy said something about hope. How'd that work out? Hope you get bailed out of your student loans. But you now you don't have any time. So ladies, don't put yourself in that situation. Again, I'm talking to a much younger cohort of young women. Don't go into student loan debt. I'm going a little bit, but you could do it. You could still do it. I'm looked at tuition online, Western Governors, UW. You could do it on the cheap. So that's Amy number one. Now let's talk about Amy number two, or it's called Jessica. All right, Jessica is Amy's younger sister, and she got a hold of this video and did what I said. And she went in 2 years. Actually, she joined the military. Okay, let's do that. Jessica, her younger sister, joins the military. Now she got food, clothing, shelter, tuition, and healthcare paid for. She gets some training, and then she comes out of the military after her 3 or 4 year stint. So she's still 22. And she gets the GI Bill, and she majors in electrical engineering. Okay. Well, with the GI Bill and the housing loan, the money saved up, she's walking now. She's 20. Let's say while she was in the military, she got her prereqs out of the way because she's a smart cookie. She listened to me. So that puts her 22. Now she's 24. She graduates with her degree in electrical engineering. And she's sitting on about 50 grand because she threw money into her thrift savings program because she also listened to me. This would be like if I had a little kid sister and she listened to me, which never happens anyway, but let's just assume. So now she is 24. She gets a job offer starting at 60 grand. She has a positive net worth of 50 grand. And now compare that to the debt-laden older sister, Amy, who is 26. And has to work the rest of her life and cannot go have fun. Okay, give me Jessica. Right? Wow. And not the most important thing? Pretty cool if you got a STEM degree. It's pretty cool. Or you're a professional of some. And by profession, I do not mean I have a master's degree in education and I'm sitting on the Assistant Reserve Diversity Board of the No. Wow, you work on oil rigs? Whoa, you do taxes like a real job, I'm a glorified babysitter. Your title doesn't matter. I want to know what your degree is. Wow, she's a sharp cookie. She does calculus. And then you throw it all away because you really don't use calculus. She's capable of doing calculus. That's not necessary. But boy almighty, it's nice to have a gal. It's like, wow, she got her own finances together. I know a gal who doesn't have a degree. She's just a waitress. But she threw her money into an IRA. She set up an IRA. She's only 25. No debt. I'm like, look at that sharp cookie go. So it's not even necessary. It's just like, have your financial act together. Do not be a financial liability. So let's do not buy. Oh, and related to that, ladies, don't buy worthless crap. Okay, no handbags. No, you could be perfectly fine and fashionable shopping wherever. No Prada shoes. Okay, the time for brand names was in middle school. And the time for brand names in middle school was called the 80s. And it's over now. Knock it off. Yeah, so no credit card debt. You have a good credit score. Okay, number 7. Oh, now that you're all right. So we add those two. You're in the top 1%. You're in the top one. You're just like, you guys would be like, any savvy guy who knows what to look for and is serious about long-term stuff. He's like, whoa, no tattoos. She's in shape. She has a degree in computer science, a career. She's in the National Guard because this is a dream girl, Cappy. What else? She doesn't have another man's kid. Holy cow. No, I can't find a guy. We're going to get to that. I'm just saying, this is putting your best foot forward, all right? It's not going to hurt you. And let's say you don't find a guy. Well, god darn it, you're in way better financial shape, physical shape, and mental and physical health shape for your own sake. We haven't gotten to rule 7. All right, now let's say you do find a guy. You have to be on this. This is not your fault. You're programmed to be this way. Do not nag. Oh, ho, nagging. Isn't it funny? OMG. Oh, ho, how scary. No. Do not nag. Okay. You support 3 options. You could support. You could be quiet. That's perfectly optimal. Do not ever nag, AKA criticize your husband, boyfriend, whatever. Now, if he's about to hit a truck because he's not paying attention. Yeah. Interrupt. Okay. Hey, hubby. Love, darling, there's a truck there. right? Or if you know something's wrong, hey, whoa. Otherwise, don't want to hear. Guy's got stuff. You should find a guy who's got stuff going on, knows what he's doing, right? And if I'm trying to figure out something, the car needs an oil. When you're gonna get the oil? If you're like that mosquito at night, yeah, he's gonna find another girl if he's any quality guy. The car needs an oil change. Here's the keys, lady. Go get one. Or you really want to impress the guy? Put it up on a rack, go down to O'Reilly's or Napa, get some oil, get a filter, and change the oil yourself. No criticism, none. Now, this is all contingent on you having a guy's got a game plan, okay? If he's lying on the couch and you got to be his mother, you got to get off your ass and go get a job, dump his ass. You got the wrong guy. But oh my God, by golly. Here comes well-endowed Molly. You find a guy that has his act together. And I'm going based on my own personal experiences because trust you me, I have my act together and I have a mission. You got a guy with a mission. He's working it. He does not have time for your petty BS. Another example, having every decision outsourced him. Well, what do you think about that? We don't care about your thought process. That's nagging. That's dragging us down. Well, I was thinking about this. What kind of cake should we eat? Okay. Perhaps an example. And this is natural. This is, and just for the guys, just so you know, it's in their system to nag you. They're testing you to see if you're on your game. It's never going to go away. I'm just asking the girls to turn it down from like 27,000 and to turn it down to one. Okay. Give you an example. Here's what's on my mind. I have to get my house up and running so the basement doesn't flood. I have to do some trenching work. All right. I also have to work on about half an acre of land to make sure the weeds don't come up. That's a lot of physical labor. I have to do my consulting here. I haven't written a post in a long time, and I have to do my job. I have to earn money. Then I have to work out. I have to worry about my health. I got to go get a doctor's appointment. I'm trying to think of bigger, more loftier things. I also have to figure out, and you may disagree with me on this politically, I have to find another country to move to because I don't think this country is going to be sustainable by the time I'm old and frail. So I need to go and explore and research other countries, their laws, their tax rates, their banking regulations, their ownership laws of property, citizenship, passports, all that. And then I got to travel to these countries, not for fun. I wish I didn't. Then I have to, worry about protecting my property here. I got to go get my carry conceal. I got to practice with my pistol. I should probably also practice with my rifle because it's been a long time. Oh, then I also have to have fun. Then I got to worry about my parents getting old and frail. Now, with all that weight, and there's other stuff. That's just what, these are the main things on the front of my mind. Do you think I give a damn about whether we take an Uber from the airport or we rent a car? Do you think I give a damn what we have for dinner? All right. Now, again, this presupposes you have a guy that has his act together and is engaged in many things to not only maintain, but enhance your lives. This is what a good husband does. All right. Not only long-term strategic planning, but execution. Oh, yeah. And then keeping the vehicles up and running. I just changed the oil on the truck. I changed the oil on the motorcycle. Probably due for a waxing job. All right. But anyway, that's what a good man does. He has a game plan. He maintains, supports, and I don't want to say leads, though, I guess leads, but execute. That's it. Executes, not just plan and talk. He's doing things, making sure the household is maintained and that you enjoy a high standard of living. Okay. I'm trying to. So I had to put handles on the drawers because tradesmen suck. All right. I've never put, but you got to be precise. You know, you don't want a crooked hand. You want to do it once. Plus with the drawers put in, drawers are expensive. I didn't know this, but cabinetry is very expensive. So you get one shot at it. You want to be drilling holes and drilling more holes and have it all effed up. Okay. And I'm like, oh, these handles look good. They look good. I like these handles. Hey, woman, how are these handles look? Shut the F up. Yes or no? I don't need the analysis. I don't need you. Hey, yes or no? We do not have the time for every minor thing. Do we use this car wax? Do we use that car wax? Whoa. That's nagging. That's slowing, taking him off the... That's like in General Eisenhower. Remember World War II? No one remembers it because no one was alive for it. There's a guy called Ike, General Eisenhower. Do you think while he's planning Operation Overlord to land on D-Day, do you think his admin or adjutants came up like, hey, what kind of coffee do you want? I was thinking about this kind of coffee, but I heard they have better coffee. Any guy worth his salt is planning Operation Overlord. And if you take him off that front line, well, he'll get pissed is one thing. And you're going to kill his spirit. You will destroy his sex drive because you are nagging him and dragging him down to petty things. Make your decision. Be independent-minded. Execute. And before you, is this important? Do I really need his input on this? All right. And is he doing something wrong, more like lying there on the couch playing video games all the time? Or is this just something I'd really like and it's just to nag him and test him and piss him off? No nagging, no dragging us down in your microscopic thought process. You either support or, perfectly all right, be quiet. Unless there's a truck about to hit us and like, hey, there's a truck coming this way. Once again, presupposing you have a guy who has a mission. 8. I was going to say do not be a Marxist or a leftist, but I realize this falls under something more universal, bigger umbrella, and that is do not be common. Okay. The primary example of which, because you've been programmed to have, sorry, ladies, you've been programmed and indoctrinated. I know you don't think so. But you have been programmed and indoctrinated to have a new religion that's called socialism. Oh, it may be feminism and environmentalism and all this, but the spiritual aspect of your life has been supplanted. Whatever it may have been, could have been Christianity or Islam or Judaism, traditional religions. It could have been the traditional thing of being a wife and a mother, falling in love. I would throw ironically careerism in there because also socialism and careerism contradict because you work up all, you spend a lot of time and effort getting a degree to have this education or to have this career of which you tax yourself to take half your money away. But that's every girl. That's every girl. And the reason I could speak, I saw this on dating profiles. I have all the guys in it. And if you don't believe me, and this would be a good book for you girls to read too, is the Book of Numbers, Analyzing the ROI and the Pursuit of Women. Obviously, it's written from the male's perspective, but there's some good statistics in here to show you just how common, oh, you're a young girl and you vote Democrat and you care about the children, the environment. Yay. And it's not even that the guy would necessarily disagree with you from a political standpoint, though that too. But you're not unique. You're not interesting. And when you see on the dating profile, now this is stereotypical, not always, swipe left if you voted Trump. I wasn't a big fan of Trump either, but, you know, all cops are bastards. Liberal, social, liberal arts degree, student loan debt. I like to travel. That's common. You're common. A guy wants to fall in love with something, all right? Now, a guy, if you're physically attracted, a guy will have sex with you, okay, but that's not up here. That's not here. Inevitably, some guy, usually, not always, but most guys would like to find a guy like, wow, look at that gal. She's kind of cool. You can't be cool if there's over 100 million of you, the exact same NPC robot saying the exact same thing with the exact same mind. You're just, every guy's, yeah, oh, you like wine and you like rom-coms and oh, you're a fur mama and you have dogs and you have cats and you, which is why I'd say there's merits into having a legitimate profession like being an engineer or a mechanic or something like that, or you're in the military. There's merit unto it for itself, least of all financial, but it's also like, well, that's different. I know a gal, she's big plus in her category. She's a mechanic on oil rigs. And a lot of guys know who I'm talking about because she's so, it's like, wow, that's a cool gal. Holy cow. Forget if she's attractive, but it doesn't matter. It's like, dang. Now, a girl who knows how to ride a motorcycle, a girl who knows how to wrench on motorcycles, that's different. So when you have your dating profile, I could make millions. If women were open-minded, it would just like give me the raw clay for me to mold your dating profile for a fee. I could, because I've seen the dating profile, because I had to go through for that, built in the research. I'm like, these are all the same. And that was the thing. Nothing stood out. And all the messages you get, ladies, are one from usually guys you don't want to have anything to do with physically. And guys that just want to have sex with you. That's it. They don't, they're not like, what? Because you can't, okay, this is going to hurt. You can't fall in love with an NPC. You can't. You can't fall in love with a robot who is regurgitating what it's been programmed to regurgitate. Because you're no longer human, but I will vote Democrat. Hillary, Trump sucks. All cops are bastards. I have a degree in the liberal arts. Up. Okay, is there a core there? Is there a soul? Or is it all the Borg? Look it up. It's a 90s reference. Just kind of like, are you girls sick of the guy who lives at home, doesn't have anything going on? Well, that guy was conditioned that way. Which we can get into later, but that's beyond the scope of this topic. But are you different or are you common? The first and foremost of which, because I think it strikes at the core, is because your life philosophy is basically taking other people's money and claiming that's brave and amazing. And that's all socialism is. Let's take those people's money. And if not, give it to myself, give it to other people so I feel good. That's theft. I don't care how much more money those people have. I don't care what rational. It's so basic and so boring. Like you could have, like, for example, I'm a trained economist. And let's say I ran into a gal who was a leftist, which I'm ideologically against. But if she's like, if she came up to me and her solution was, well, more of other people's money. And that's all it is. I don't know how you make a religion out of it, but people have. But she said, you know, even though for all more of other people's money, we really ought to consolidate. There'd be some economic gains to be made if instead of having like 4,500 different taxes between state, federal, and local, we mandated sales taxes at the state, federal, and local level so we all know what the price is. I'd be so turned on, because that is a true sign of intelligence, not a Borg. Like, whoa, that's different. You thought of something. It wasn't other people's money. But certainly with your dating profiles, ladies, Kyle, be different. I could write a whole book on dating profiles. Like I said, contact me. We'll form a dating profile that will hopefully get you some guys. But just don't be common. Don't be average. Don't be the way you've been programmed to be. I'm not programmed to be. I have critical thinking skills. I'm a strong independent. That's exactly what the Borg would say. You don't have to agree, but the true revolutionary is the gal who's like, well, I actually want to just be a stay-at-home woman and support my husband. Whoa! Sit down, everybody. Here comes the nuclear blast. Tuck and cover. Like, that's the renegade, you know. And another perfect, you know, don't be common. Gee, I wonder if you should get a tattoo like everybody else. I wonder if you'd wear those Rachel Maddow thick rim glasses like everybody else. And guys are there like, no, no. So that's, okay, 9, also related, I'd say be interesting. I'll tell you, if you've come this far, I'll let you on a little inside business with my little realm of the world of business, the industry I work in. It's, I wouldn't say predominant or prevailing, but it is the majority of people in my little industry believe that women are there for not just procreation and wife and all that, not just a functional, but their love is relegated to what they can do and show support and in a wife and for the children, a motherly capacity. A lot of men believe that for intellectual stimulation, you got to go talk to your guys. You got to go talk to the guys. It's like, that's why you have fraternal orders. That's why you have your buddies. That's why you have work. Like, you're not going to talk deep philosophy with women. It's like, they're not capable of being your friend. I've had different experiences, so I don't really necessarily, I understand what they're saying, but this presupposes and is predependent upon you girls actually being interesting. And as to getting, you know, don't be common. Well, the opposite of that, be interesting. Read philosophy. Understand. You want to be edgy? Be a libertarian. Or not be a libertarian. Study liberty. You'll be what you'll be. But study libertarianism. Read through history. I'm not saying watch the news because it's too depressing, but be aware of what's going on in current events. And not, oh my God, Tina Bit Boppity Boobity released a new album. And she said, OMG, Shaniqua Tanner was talking smack. You know, rival. What was it? Britney Spears and somebody else had a rival. Or am I thinking Madonna and Cyndi Lauper? Are we going back that far? Whatever the gossip columns are, no. Did you read the Wall Street Journal? Read The Economist. And even then, I wouldn't read The Economist. This is just to get you primed. Get a hobby. Like, not wine and dog. Yeah, got it. Dog rescue. Yeah, done a million times. Hey, I entered a marksman competition. I know how to clean a pistol. I don't know how to shoot it. All right, whoa. You sample scotch. You know your scotches. Obviously very masculine hobbies. I'm not saying do it because you're going to get a guy, dude, if you, but be interesting. So the guy's going on the date. He's not like, you know, playing tennis by himself. Remember you played tennis? You didn't. You play tennis against the wall. Could do. That'd get awfully boring. And the vast majority, I've been on hundreds of dates. Vast majority of dates, I was, hey, it's Sergeant Rumpy Fluffalo. Hey, Sergeant Rumpy Fluffalo, what's going on? Hi, Aaron, how you doing? Hey, Sergeant Rumpy Fluffalo, do you know you were more exciting than like 90% of the girls I've ever dated in my life? Because you actually talk back, at least in my mind, you do. Oh, thanks, Aaron, you're a really cool guy. What do you think about capital gains tax? Well, I think it's stupid. I think we should consolidate all that. I agree, Aaron, you're such a smart economist. Thanks, Rumpy. That right there was a way more interesting conversation than 90% of the gals. Be interesting. Ask a guy a question. If you don't have anything to talk, ask him. What do you do? But that goes back to that solipsistic or altruistic. Like, do you view the guy as an NPC? Well, then why would you even bother asking him a question? Or you to be entertained? Entertain me. Luxury. There's that. And then 10, I guess this should be an assumption. Have joyfully exuberant sex. If you remember, what's his name? Alan Greenspan, joyful exuberance or excessive exuberance, irrational exuberance. That's what you want, to have joyful exuberant sex. If he's got to pull teeth, it's not, look, a guy can like, yeah, okay. If you have obligatory sex, he could tell. If you are like attacking him, that's going to fire up emotionally, psychologically. It's going to make him vibrant. You'll have your man. But if it's like, don't be surprised if he gets fat. Don't be surprised if he starts looking for something on the side. Don't be surprised if your marriage or relationship goes to pot. Have joyfully exuberant sex, because he can get tooth pulling sex by paying an escort. Heck, they probably at least put on a show. At least they feign interest. All right, joyfully and that means you got to pick the right guy. And if he gains weight, maybe you cook too much for him. Okay, hey, you get to the gym. That's not nagging. That's true. And I'll give you. Stay in shape, and then you put on some sexy lingerie. When you come right off, stop whining. Just do it. Put on some sexy outfit. Don't wait for him to ask. Just do it and see what happens. You know, like, if you got to say, what kind of outfit should I put on? You just killed the mood. He shouldn't even know. He comes back from work, or you come back from work and you stop at you go into your regular work outfit, whatever. All right. Then you stop at a wayside or something and you change it to a sexy thing and you put the standard old raincoat over it. And he's whatever. He's working in the garage or when you get home. You're like, hey, how you doing? And he's not paying attention because he's a dumb guy and guys are, whatever. And you just wait. And then he'll kind of like, why do you got a ring? Oh, and then I wonder if the sex will be more fun. Or if he's going to lean over to you and go, hey. Okay. Guys, a bit of advice. Go pay for it. Get some on the side. Go. Joyfully exuberant sex. And that requires you pick the right guy. Now, here's the problem. Let's talk about deploying a strategy. All right, that's your obligation. You do those 10. There's nothing else you could do, ladies. Nothing. And now I know what you are saying. There just aren't any guys. I know. I wrote this book. I know the statistics. You're right. There's no guy. It's crap. It is crap selection. I'm not going to go into how that crap selection came about. You girls look at the effects of putting life on easy mode and that. Why are there any strong real men? Did you pay for everything and bail them out? You did. You raised a bunch of girls. Wonder if that's going to change. Okay. So if you want to put in that effort, now you got to go get the guys. Let's talk about deploying your strategy. All right. One. You're going to have, here's the dynamics of the layout of the guys. Only 10% of them are worth a damn, if that. Okay, and you want that 10%. That 10%, though, guys, ladies, I mean, they're spoiled for choice because every girl wants that 10%. The remaining 90%, you girls voted to raise an environment of weak, effeminate, soft, leftist, liberal, and I do mean that in a political sense, men. They're dependent on the government. They're dependent men, okay? They're not hard. They're not industrious. Terribly sorry. You want the industrious hard men? Generally, you're going to run into conservative, libertarian, writer-leaning political ideas. Not they're going to be crazy, radical Trump supporters. But they're going to be like, yeah, I want my lower taxes. Right? But that's small 10%. Right? That's right. Okay. So if you do all this, they're going to notice. You're going to have to get to know them. But you're going to have to sift through all your messages. I know you have a ton of messages, ladies. I know. And you have to go through it, but you're going to have to find those guys. Instead of going to the nightclub or putting on Wolverine length nails and a weave and all that, go through your messages. That's the work. That's the work. That's the hard part. How good is sitting there waiting for Mr. Right to come along? So you got to go through your messages. You got to look through the profiles and then you look for the guy like, wow, he's cute. Start with good looking because no reason to go for it anyway. Reach out to him. Okay. Vet them out. That's your new part-time job, ladies. You gotta go to the gym. Now you gotta go through your messages. And somewhere in there, in the hundreds of messages, is probably a guy that's worth a date or two. Related to that, if you find a guy, you vet him out. He's not a weird, it's not a fake profile, it's not catfishing or anything. Go on not one date, but two dates. Because not every guy is on his game and on the first date. And you should be able to figure it out if he's weird or something's wrong on the first date. Fine. But if he's a little nervous, go on a second date. Right? It's work. It's work. It's not a Disney movie where Mr. Right comes along and everything slows down. You're like, and everything goes out of focus. But it's no, that is not how it works. You need to go and meet that, spend a little bit more than an average. And, you know, coffee date is fine. Maybe a cocktail or something, but that's fine. I'm not saying you got to go on a day-long date. Those are fun, though. Usually that meant something was going right. I enjoyed those. Then they'd all disappear. I'm like, I thought we had a good time. Oh, well. What is that? All right. Another thing related to the new date, since you've brought up a bunch of weak, effeminate men and all these boys are spoiled, the 10% of men are spoiled for choice. You need to stand out. You know how you stand out? Not only do you have a degree in engineering or something cool, you ask the guy out. Now, I'm not saying you got to hem and haw and flirt and, flirting helps too. But if you see a guy and you think he's cute, you want him to ask you out, the flirting doesn't work. It just doesn't work. They're trained, not to woe is us or anything. Men have been conditioned, not kidding, for the past 40 years, like, you don't like us. I know that means, we're reaching out. No, that's the message boys got. Okay, so they stop looking. Many years ago, you'd look, oh, that's a cute girl over there. And let's be honest, you go to Walmart, guys, there's nothing to look at. So guys are kind of more mission focused. Like, I got to get this thing on Walmart. I go to the gym to work out. The blinders are on. So you got to kind of do more than like wink or flirt or look. That does not work anymore. Right? You do not go to a bar and look across a guy and he comes over and puts his keys on the table. I know I got perfectly good pockets, but look, I got a BMW. See the logo? And those are boomers. You see a guy, cut through the BS, save yourself some time. All right? Go up to him, have your name and number written down and say, you should take me to dinner sometime. And no offense to you ladies, you're not good at keeping up a conversation or approaching guys because you don't have, it's not in your genetics and you don't have the experience. Airstrike, get in, get out. Get in, drop your payload, get out. So like on the way out, like you're checking, you see a guy at a grocery store. You go get your groceries. You keep an eye on where he is. He's not even going to know you're there, okay? And then you kind of stalk your prey at the exit to the grocery store. You have your number and name. Do that classically. Give him the piece of paper. Don't do the phone thing. Stand out. Then boom. You should take me to dinner sometime. And you're going to have a deer in headlights. Actually, sadly enough, not kidding, ladies. 40 years, guys have been told you don't like us. He's going to think something's wrong. He's going to be like, what's wrong? Is there someone's going to hit me and take my money? What's going on? They're going to where's the camera? And there you go. You're going to, and that's all the effort I want you to do. Yeah, to Jim. Great. Another one, kind of play a little flirtatious, require a little bit of bravery on your end. You see a guy, although you maybe don't want to, where you don't want to defecate where you eat. But if you're at the gym, guys can't ask you out at the gym. Only you girls can. You go up to the guy. You ever going to ask me out? Don't worry. The short circuit will end. He'll reboot. He'll get back. Sure. But, you know, do you want to go through swiping? Or do you see the guy? That's the guy. I want him to take me out. Well, go. Ask him. So a little bit more proaction. Be feminine in public. Okay. The online dating is a mess. All right. So just when you go out in public, again, don't dress yourself to the nines, but put on a dress. Should I go? Just dress better than the average person at Walmart, which shouldn't be a high hurdle. And if you're in shape and you wear fitting clothing and you go out, you probably, hopefully, visually attract some men. So you got there. Oh, increase your range. Age range. I got some younger gals. They fall into two categories, like really young, like 18, 19, 20. And they're honest. I want a husband. I want kids. I don't want a career. I want what they had in the 50s. And I'm like, well, kind of got bad news for you, dear. Most of the guys your age are still living at home or off their parents or off the government or a combination of all three. Most of the guys are not masculine and even know what the hell they want. And the only guys that I do know are like at least 30. Oh, no, that's too old. Is it? Or is that just what you condition? Because like I look at guys in the 30s. I'm like, well, he's a good looking guy. He should be able to have a wide range of dating. And is the range of age or other variables self-imposed? Are they ideal? Well, I'm only accepting a guy who's 28 or younger. Well, what if there's a really good looking 32-year-old? Would you consider that? And then I got older gals. Well, I'm 45 and, you know, I'm just not going to have kids. They're realistic with their scenario, their situation. And they don't have kids. I kind of want to find a guy. I'm like, well, you want to date like a 58-year-old? No, grow. Like, whoa. I'm not saying an old, regular 58-year-old that goes to Walmart on a rascal. Talking an in-shape 58-year-old, because I got news for you. The 38-year-old ain't going out with you unless it's just to have sex. So if you can increase your range to where ideally 30 or up, I'm not talking 70, but like once a guy gets to 30, in theory, he's got his act together, in theory, unless you keep voting bailouts and rent moratoriums, then he's just going to be life on easy mode. He's going to be a pansy. But in theory, a guy should be masculine and have his stuff together and know how to change oil. Maybe. I don't know. But if you can increase around like, okay, he's got a little bit of gray. He's got that touch of gray. Well, that means he's also probably got money and stability. So, you know, I don't know. See if you can close your eyes. I would also, I get a lot of flack for this. Bumble, I wouldn't be bothering with Match or Plenty of Fish or whatever. You got to go Bumble or more restrictive. Bumble, you're the ones that reach out to the guy, that much I do know. And then another one that I'm not, I don't get any popularity for this, but I'm a good economist. I look forward. I believe the sugar daddy sites are going to be the future of dating. Not that you'd go there as an actual sugar baby for lady of the evening activity. Though if you do, I'm a libertarian. Do whatever you want. But a site like Seeking Arrangement, the guy's got to pay a monthly fee or monthly dues. And then I think he's also got to pay for you. Now, here's what some gals are doing. They're using that as a screen because if you got to pay, that screens out men. Like a guy that lives at home playing video games, living off his parents or the government, it does not have the money for playing and Seeking Arrangement. Right. So already the guys who are on there have jobs, which is a big concern for you girls. So it's somewhat dishonest because it's already implied why you'd be going on a sugar baby site. But if you go in there and you're honest in your dating profile, I am not looking to hook up. I, you know, that certainly might happen. I'm using this as a screen to find a guy to go and date. That may be the future because just as hard it is to find quality men, men are having a hard time finding quality women, namely those that are in shape. And that's why they go to these sites. Because the guys who have an interesting thing that is happening is guys who have money don't have time to be going and chasing after girls at nightclubs or swiping left or right. And they're going straight to, for lack of a better word, pay for play. But there is a gray market in there where it's kind of the girlfriend experience. And even that, it's not even an escort. It's just like, no, here's the money. I want good looking chicks. All right, I've solved the bit. I don't have to go to Walmart. I don't have to ask that girl out anymore. And not now. I think it's a very small percentage of people on sugar sites. I believe in the future, men who got the money and the stability and the economic intelligence say, I don't have time for this. Here's the money. Now I got girls that are at least physically attractive and willing to show up. And then new girls can also say like, all right, these guys got the money. I put in the time to stay in shape. I'm going to use this as a dating app and then maybe down the road, find something better. No guarantees, but I'll tell you that you're going to cut through a lot of the BS going on sites in general, sugar site or not, where men got to pay. You will find men with jobs. That's all I can guarantee. I don't know if they're going to be masculine men or manly men. You could find nerdy squares who make a lot of money, but are not in good shape. But you know, you could find that out. And then finally, lower your expectations. but the guys want steak. We're going to the supper club. We want steak. And I keep trying to explain to them again in that book, The Book of Numbers, analyzing the pursuit of women. Like there just isn't enough good women to go around, guys. There are not enough quality women, and by quality, that is defined, maybe not in the functional practicing word, marriage material. Let's use that instead. There's very few marriage material women out there. They're quality gals, but they're all obsessed with career and other stuff. They might make good wives down the road, but there's very few. And so whereas you came to this steakhouse, I'm sorry, sir, steak is not on the menu. It's not on the menu this life, sir. And then there's other things. There's lobster, there's chicken, there's a good pasta dish we got, but there is no steak, sir. And you girls, unfortunately, are going to have to face the same thing because men and women are the opposite sexes on the same coin. There are not a lot of high-quality men, certainly not marriage material men. And yes, I'm pointing at you girls who keep voting to make things easy by just giving away free money and bailing things out and socialism. Why are all the men soy boys with groomed beards? Why aren't they all liberal arts? Why can't I find a man? You created them. Now date them. Have fun. Anyway, not a lot of quality men out there. But at the same time, I think you girls are propagandized, like my prince or go or nothing, like 10 or nothing. And no, can you settle for an 8? You know, I'll bring it in another, like I went on a lot of date with these tall girls. I'm a shorter guy. I'm only 5'9". And I did great. But I'd have a great time with these tall gals, and always reluctantly, I don't think it's going anywhere. I'm like, I thought we had a great time. I wouldn't even say, I'm like, I knew we had a great time. I figured out it's like they liked me, but they just couldn't date a guy shorter than them. Oh, they couldn't commit to that. Why would you want to have fun ballroom dancing and hiking and kayaking and shooting guns and grilling food? Why would you want any of that? Not that. Not sex on the island of the kitchen. God, anything but fun. Can you date a shorter guy? Do you need him to be 6'1" if you're 5'3"? Does he have to make 6 figures? And here's a big one, ladies. Here's a big one. You do know tradesmen generally make more if they got their act together. Tradesmen make more than your finance dude bros. Can you date a plumber? Can you date an electrician? What's wrong with that? And by the way, huge way of lowering your standards, but not really lowering your standards because they're higher quality men. How about screw what your female friends think about you dating an electrician? Oh, he drives a truck. It's all dirty. Yeah, and he makes 90 grand a year. Well, my husband, boyfriend, whatever, he's a senior project manager at XYZ Solus Corporation, and he has project management certification, and he makes $105 an hour, and he's on the slide to get that. Yeah, but he's gone 60 hours a week. Where's your electrician guy? Comes back, and wow, your house is in order, and the cars probably work too. You know, and I think you'd find a lot more guys if you stop giving a damn what your female friends, frenemies, think about them. And there you go. There. Now, when girls come in and ask me, how do I find the guys? I could just send them to you guys. Oh, it took 1 hour and 7 minutes. Yeah, but I'm going to, anytime a girl comes, I'm like, here it is. That'll be $25, please. Assuming they're not smart enough to like search. Of course, most girls are coming in new. They don't know who the hell I am. All right, let's go to the super chats if there are any. And I'll probably go through this super chat thing here. What do we got? Female dating strategist. What happens? I guess we got a female dating strategist in here. Wow, you and Wasta are gonna. She's slamming on me. Oh my God, I can't wait. This non-critical. Okay. There you go. Bye. Non-critical thinking. She's gone. Did I not just say the truth? Did I not just improve every prospect of gals like on multiple folds? Was that like a made up account? I don't know. I just want to. I'm surprised if we got that fly in the ointment. I want to make sure. Any other? All right. Alex Patino, a truck driving Latino agent in the field, $5. Even cavemen women knew that there was a cost benefit, whatever grunts or hand signs they communicated effectively and efficiently, quid pro quo. Fred, you know what? I'll pull up the YouTubes. We'll take a little bit of a break. I'll pull up the YouTubes and then we'll. I'll go through the missed super chats. That's why I don't have to do it later. Fred, Swedish ballroom dancing poops. Juan, the Aztec patriarch, stop mansplaining, you racist Messiah. Where did race come into this? Where? Mansplain. Well, see, and that's the sad thing, Juan. It's like you can't explain reality. I mean, and let's also be honest. If a gal is coming to this site, hiring a company called Asshole Consulting, she's probably past the indoctrination. She's probably like, okay, whatever Oprah and the women's magazines told me is not working, and I actually do want to. So they're more bold and brave than the average bear. So I think they're more receptive to a forthright, blunt conversation. I thought I was polite. So those type of gals are just going to listen to a man for advice. Oh, that's man. Any kind of advice would be mansplaining. So. Was Division Productions, $5. How to get the guys? Ask yourself, what would would female dating strategists in the chat say do? And do the complete opposite. Okay. Who's female dating strategist? Maybe we'll look her up later. All right. Why don't we take a break? Give it 30 seconds. I'll be back. We'll get through the missed super chats. Okay, scroll back there. We didn't have that many. Okay, so we can get banged through this. Swallow Blue for $2. Greetings from Houston, Texas. Hey, Swallow, what are you doing down there? You're traveling down to free country. All right. Drug Gover, $5. How to get the men's. Be thin. Also stop telling men that they ain't bleep or that you love your pet more and that your pet is better than... For example, like I said, I think if a girl is coming here, she's beyond that. And most of those gals, like, you know, if they're solipsistic, they are not in the market for men. And that's fine. They can go. I mean, by all means, go. Don't waste guys' time. That's fine. People have the right to choose. Joe Jones, $1.99. Buy a guy some ammo. That'll score. Yeah. Well, see, but how do you know that he likes guns or even has a gun? Like, that would seem a little weird. Like, let's say she goes up to a guy and he's just anti-gun. All right. Because he's not a real man. And you give him bullets, he's going to be a little, maybe even insulted, but like, what? But if you're at a gun range, like, hey, that would be a great... Okay, so hear me out. Here's another one, ladies. Okay, you go to the gun range, right? And you're at the gun range, and you see a guy, and you pay, what kind of gun is that? And he says, and you find out what caliber of bullets it uses. So he's using a 223 ammo. Well, then you go buy a 223 ammo, and you run on the 223. Give me a call. You put a little note inside the 223 ammo. Although, if the guy's got a lot of ammo, he may throw that in with the rest of the ammo and not get to that box until it's too late. So you probably want to write it, tape it on the thing. That'd be a good idea. Happy Nomadic, $5. Men looking for marriage need to go Southeast Asia. Western civilization isn't worth your time and effort. There are greener pastures overseas, but it's not as green as you think. It comes with other drawbacks and problems. But generally, yes. I mean, the time and effort and money as an economist, your time is much better. Look, if your option was go to nightclubs and go overseas, just go overseas. But like Rollo always says, if you don't have game and personality here, you're not going to have game and personality over there. So obviously you have to go put yourself through the same work out, become a man, blah, 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 that kind of thing. Scott Wilson, $5. I like Ike. Yes, Ike, guys, I like Ike. Judd Grover, $2. Shout out to Sergeant Rumpy Fluffalo's Cappy's BFF forever. Yes, Sergeant Rumpy Fluffalo, my main sergeant. Then we got Alex Spoon caught up there. All right, any other super chats? Here's Wazda. Do the complete opposite anymore. Oop, scrolling up. Boop-a-doo. Tell Chanelis, new guy, $1.79. Isn't Ayn Rand's objectivism all about hypergamy? If I read it, I can't read Ayn Rand. It's like this thick. Like her and Karl Marx says, hey, what should we do to like make sure no one understands our ideologies? Let's write thick books that never get to the point. I thought objectivism, which I can't really think in high regards as some deep philosophy, is like, this is objectively a stuffed buffalo. That's what it is. Like, men don't like fat chicks. That's it, you know? I don't know if it goes into hypergamy. Girls want a rich guy. Oh, well, of course. Okay. Preferably, yeah, a better guy. Girls always want a better guy. I don't think that's deep. Joe Jones, $2. If he's anti-gun, it's a waste of time anyway. Well, not necessarily. You could find a guy who's, I guess, masculine and doesn't like guns. There's 300 million people in the country. There's got to be a masculine leftist guy somewhere, right? One, two, maybe. Judd Grover, $2. Is this the origin of Cappy's POA book for the girl? No. The reason I put this video together, so I could just copy the link. Hey, it's $25. Here you go. If you have any other questions, hit me up, something specific to your situation, because I like to have different questions. And now I've saved a lot of time. Boom, that's it. All right, more consulting on the way. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.